The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Stunt Charmers, Coakluff. How are we doing? Has the rush started, yeah?
Ta, Terence. Your blood's worth bottling. It'll be slow today, I can tell. We'll have to push for the sails. And wouldn't you know, I can feel a sore throat coming on.
I'll go get some pastels.
Oh, never mind, I'll get some at dinner. Rum and Coke's my favourite pastel. You don't fancy going to the patter, do you? It's part of your training.
I'll try, but you know what they say, don't you?
Oh, Marlagog, don't keep me in suspenders.
A picture's worth a thousand words. That's what they say.
Go on, I'm listening.
Boxer cups, like these. Nice piece of white cardboard on the top. Remove cardboard, draw six cups on it in colour. Leave the handle off one of the cups as you draw.
Has some thought gone into this?
Cut a cup handle out, put a pen through it, old pair of specs like these here I've fetched. And it's blacked out. The game. Pin the handle on the right cup blindfolded and you win a pot dog.
Hardly Russian roulette.
Pound to a penny. It'll get folks interested. Get them to stop and take a look. Out if they're not nosy, are they, folk? And that's your chance to give them the patty.
One question. Who draws the cups?
Who else but the Van Gogh of Lomo?
You!
Hey, I'm not just a drug-crazed, knife-wielding loony, you know.
That's just your good taste.
I'm a natural-born artist. Give me an aerosol and a wall and I'm away.
You're not kidding me, are you? I mean, coloured pencils cost money.
My work can be seen off any bus. The SS have an unrivalled collection. Job centres, car parks, you name them, I've enriched their appearance. Give me the bit of Mercedes to play with and I'll show you what art's all about.
Here you are, kid. Try and eat something. I've got your bacon sarnie.
Thanks, Mark. I can't face it.
Oh. Well, how about a drink? I'll fetch you some coffee. It's warm.
Bev needs more than coffee. I'll manage. I'll be all right. Don't fuss. It's just part of the pattern. I've never had what you might call an appetite.
Of course she hasn't. If she needed coffee and stuff, do you think I couldn't get it? What Bev needed was that motor. That motor to get us to Cornwall. I can bottled out when he came to nicking that motor.
Oh, yeah, too easy, weren't it? We're a panda car cruising about.
They pass. They move on, panda cars. We've not been seen. Could have waited a chance.
They had seen us. They were getting suspicious.
That's crap. You lost your bottle, didn't you? Little Marky, little own boy. And so we're stuck here in this hovel when we could have been bowling down them country roads to St. Ives.
We'd be fine at St. Ives. We'd have prospects.
That's right, Bev.
How can you be sure? I mean, where would you get, well, what Bev needs?
We'd get it. I'd get it.
It's realistic, Mark. A realistic option. There'll be cottages, summer places, not taken yet. We get the first of the flowers, and then there's the sea.
Don't waste your breath, Bev. He doesn't understand.
At least if Mark helps, and he's part of it.
You need care, Bev. Proper care, you know.
She'll get it. Now listen, tonight, are we trying again?
How do you mean?
Transport. Her motor.
Look, it's no use unless we get one we can rely on. One that has a full tank and doesn't leave us stranded. That might be worth a bit when we get to St. Ives. I mean, if we do find a place, I can work on it, like.
Go on.
Well, the garage, the one I work for, that might be best. I know the good motors. I know the lie of the land, so to speak.
So you know where the till was, then? Don't give me that horrified look. A motor, cash, what's the difference?
There is a difference, Lise. A motor off the street is taken away. A motor out of a garage is breaking and entering. Cash is straight theft. It's all escalation. More serious.
So what?
Does all this matter? You need proper care, Bev.
She needs what she needs. It's just chemical. I can take care.
Can't we take her somewhere? I mean, hospital is where she should be.
Luke, one day they'll lock me up and they'll lock Bev up. And we'll be basket cases, bed numbers, young offenders, nothing. The more days we have, the more days we can look after each other. Self-help, isn't that the name of the game? Don't you get points for it?
I'd call it self-destruction.
Leave it out. We don't need sermons. We need that motor, and we need the cash, if there is any.
Oh, Mrs. Pritchard, you wanted to see me. Do sit down.
It's this repossession matter, the house at Snow Hill. Young chap called Colclough?
Oh, I see. Has there been a development of some sort?
Oh, not officially. I mean, you asked me not to proceed till his whereabouts could be established. They haven't been established, have they?
Not to my knowledge, not yet.
Have the police been informed that he's missing?
Oh, well, that's for his parents to decide. Obviously, I can't interfere in that aspect. But from what I hear, which is little enough, I understand Mr. and Mrs. Colclough can't quite bring themselves to go that far. Or not for the moment, anyway.
But you do take a, well, personal interest in the case.
Only in the sense that I wouldn't like it to become typical of the way we do business here at Six Towns. I mean, we do handle a good many properties like young Colcloughs. The old Terry's type, young people getting their foot on the ladder. As chairman, it's a policy I've certainly taken a personal interest in.
Just the policy, of course. Only we've had a query.
Oh?
A friend of the mortgagee got in touch, a Mr. Philip somebody. Seemingly he'd lodged at the house. He'd been away and he wanted to know what had happened to his landlord.
Heartless little sod.
Pardon?
Nothing. Indigestion. What did you tell this Philip somebody?
Well, the facts of the matter. The reason I asked to see you in private was that, he mentioned your name.
Oh?
From what I could gather, he seemed to think you did have a personal interest.
Did he indeed?
I thought I ought to tell you. In confidence. I mean, there's always the danger, isn't there, of gossip, speculation. In the office, I mean. A careless word here, a hint there. It's so easy for people to jump to the wrong conclusions.
Isn't it?
Anyway, as it seems, in your view, I've already blotted my copybook on this matter. I thought it best to keep you up to date. After all, I wouldn't want to get a black mark in your annual report.
Oh, you won't. Thank you for your trouble, Susan. I shan't keep you any longer.
Good morning. Bernard.
Bitch.
That busker must have played that tune at least 20 times. Hey, Mr. Buskerman, can you swing it? Well, swing it in flaming bin, then. Hello, Dom. Lovely kitty you've got there. Snotty-nosed little heathen. Find the cup with the handle and win a pot dog. Ah, here's a young lady anxious to try her luck, I'll bet. Step right up, madam. The blindfold, if you please, Terence.
Terence? I like that. It's Tessie, is?
Oh, hello. It's Donuts. It's short for sunrise. Why aren't you in school?
Hold on. Do I know you, Dom?
We have passed the time of day. We met in a, what you might call a stress situation.
That were either a corset factory or our churl's kitchen.
That's right. She had a damn fixed.
It's bone dry these days.
I got dragged into that. I don't usually hang around with skinheads, which is what Terzia was. Have you straightened him out? Because it's more than I could do.
Straighten me out? Oh, give over on your bike. She fancied your next door neighbour's son-in-law. She did, you know. You know, the Australian Stewie. What's happened to him? Won't his boomerang come back?
You make me sick, Terry Farmer. Drop dead.
Peace be on you, my children. Stewie hath returned to the land of the koala and kangaroo whence he came.
I weren't serious. For me, he's history.
Yeah, and you're playing hooky, aren't you?
I finished school an hour early.
Oh, 3 months early, you mean. Any road, like I said, on your bike, you're stopping business. Roll up, try your luck. Pin the handle on the cup. Absolutely nought to pay and a pot dog to be won.
Hey, don't rush off. I'd like a word.
Yeah?
Trade's usually good for the last hour. Stick around, earn yourself a bob or two.
I've no experience.
With a figure like yours, Dub, plus a lick or two of Dayglow lipstick, take my word, you're gonna need it.
Selling pots on a market stall?
Think of it as a starting sales promotion. You could end up in Harrods, and it's fun. Ladies and gents, beware of pickpockets. There are pickpockets about. Check your money. Find your purses and your wallets and your readies. Buy it, you lot aren't skint, are you? Now, what am I bid for this Crown Derby teapot? An exact replica, I kid thee not, of one used frequently by Her Majesty the Queen. In fact, this is the spout the Duchess of York keeps getting up.
An can expect power backs at the Longport roundabout today. Roadworks on the A500 may cause delays for northbound vehicles as well. And on the M6, problems continue with Contraflow just north of Junction 13. Expect long delays there too.
But I face the front door. Sitting there waiting for the phone to ring. Crikey, Mark, how could you have been so stupid? As if I wouldn't have helped if you'd really explained. Okay, I lost my temper. But just packing up and going off God knows where. Do I need a drink? Shouldn't feel, I suppose, while driving. Who's driving in this traffic? Just a little nip. God, that awful bitch at the office. Mrs. Prim and Proper Pritchard. Her and her personal interest, office speculation. Mr. Rowley's got himself a toy boy, Mildred. Narrow-minded, purient idiots. All right, I know we're moving. I'm not plastered. Not yet. Keep your shirt on. I forgot the handbrake. It does happen.
It's only me, Mum. What's for tea?
Look in the cupboard. You had to make it yourself, and I've been on my feet all day. I'm having a lie down.
Ever likely.
Don't you take your coat off, Ardon. You can nip down the off licence for me.
I'm not old enough.
What a tale. They know it's for me, and he rode up.
I hope so. I don't want Brandon a teenage alcoholic.
You'll find a fiver in my purse on kitchen dresser there, and I don't like that word, alcoholic. I need that ale for me blood.
Like you need that sherry for your nerves.
Hey, I'll have less of your lip if you don't mind.
It's not lip, it's... Look, Mum, I know Dad... Well, I know that it's
hit us. Hit us! 40 flaming 5 and 6 foot under. Pneumoconiosis. Well, at least you get a pension.
If you must have a drink, why not go down the pub?
Mind your own business, young lady. And what time does school finish these days?
I was kept in, and then I went downtown.
Well, hurry back with that booze.
Honest, Mum, you'd be better off going down the pub. You'll meet folk.
I dunno want meet folk. Now, are you going that off here, aren't you?
Move yourself, Josie. There's nobody about. We'll not be heard.
Wait here, Ori. There's no rush. You've got the plan straight, have you?
Plan? Just get cracking.
No. Step by step or not at all.
Give me strength.
First, break the window. Then count to 10. No alarm. In we go. Keys from the board. Pick the motor. The doors are roll up. That's your job. There's no alarm. Well, at least they weren't a fortnight ago, but he was talking about one.
How about the cash?
Depends what he's been paid in notes. What he's keeping back from the tax.
Right. I'm in the picture. Now use that brick.
In a sec.
Give it here. Oh,
blimey, you daft beggar. That sounded like Lewis's window going in.
Oi! What's going on? Who's here?
Oh, crikey, it's somebody on that wasteland. Somebody with a dog.
Oh, sit tight. You'll not be bothered.
Mr. Blow's brother lives in them houses. He's got a dog.
I'm not frightened of a dog.
It's a pit bull.
Go get him, Samson. Go on, Samson.
Run! Run!
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Cold Cloughs is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.